Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, goal!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app, our weekly soccer show where we talk soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, all over the world. It's what we do here on AST. I'm Jason Longshore, joined by Madison Cruz tonight. What's up, Maddie?
Oh, we were just, you know, yapping about Stranger Things, getting ready for that whole thing to go down. So, I mean, I was just freaking out about my obsession with Joe Keery and, you know, Steve the Hare Harrington, all the above, you know.
You and Orne Romaine trading Stranger Things stories before we get started. We'll see if we get some Stranger Things out of this World Cup draw on Friday. We got a lot to get into with that because there's a lot of storylines that could be coming out of this. We could end up next week looking at the U.S. group as being possibly the toughest to get out of in World Cup history, or we could be looking at it as, wow, this is actually really comfortable and they're going to get to the knockout round, no problem. And then all of that will change by the time we get to next June, but I digress. We're also going to be looking at who's coming to Atlanta. Now, a couple of things just so you understand what we're getting into this weekend, because I know the idea is World Cup draw happens Friday. We're going to know what games are coming to Atlanta Friday. We're actually not. We're going to know on Saturday. The schedule is going to come out at noon on Saturday. We will know then what the actual lineup is for the games in Atlanta. I think the one thing to look at when we have this draw on Friday, before we get into some of the rules of it, Group H, like just mark that down in your brain. That's the group that has two group stage games in Atlanta. That's the group that I think, and this is just a hunch when you start looking at how everything could go down. That's the group that I think you could see a top pot one team. So one of the top seeds end up getting drawn into that group. And if it's a Spain, an England, France, a team that you might want to have play games in the afternoon in an air-conditioned stadium to have games in primetime in Europe, they might play two games here. I think your top seed who goes into Group H will play two games in Atlanta. That's just a hunch. I have nothing to base that on outside of possibly using logic.
Makes sense. That's fair. I mean, hey, we're to a point now where I guess it's just a guessing game at this rate and figuring out what's going to happen at this point. Oh, that's all we can do until we get to Friday anyway, is figure out, okay, where's everything going to go? You have four pots with so many different teams that we won't know officially who's coming until we have the playoffs or the play-in.
That complicates it, yeah.
Completely makes things even more insane and chaotic. So it's it's one where we're all just sitting here kind of hoping whichever one we're going to get, where it's like, ooh, like this would be really cool to have this team here. Like I already have a couple of teams that I would want in Atlanta that I think it'd just be fun to have them play a game here in Atlanta. But I also know that it can literally be thrown on its head any second.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how they do this. So just a couple of things to keep in mind rules wise. You're going to have a European team in every group. There's 16 European teams that will be in the World Cup. There's 12 groups. Do the math. But also, you can't have more than two teams and two European teams in one group. You can't have more than one of any other confederation in a group. So when you start to look, especially when you get to pot four, because that's the one for the U.S. that will have a lot of restrictions on it, you can't get either of the FIFA play-in teams because there is the possibility that it's a CONCACAF team in both playoff pathways. So you won't get either one of those. You won't get Haiti. You won't get Curacao. So you have a 50% chance of getting a European team out of pot four, which we don't know who that's going to be. But when you look at the playoffs, it could be Denmark, who was really good in qualification up until the last two games. It could be Italy. It could be Ukraine. There's some really dangerous teams in that pot four group that you might get a really tough one that shows up in March, or you might get really lucky and get a surprise.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, that's where I think things complicate it for me as well, is when you look at the play-in, you look at who is going to try to get in as well. It complicates it completely because you just don't know what that is going to look like. You have no idea how it's all going to pan out. And obviously, this is me frantically looking through my notes trying to find who's in the play-in games right now. This is on live air, me trying to figure everything out and getting my bearings. I can't find it. I'm just going to keep going. No, it's one thing where you just don't know. You have no idea, and that's what complicates it even more is, you know, this draw could happen. And it's like, yay, we kind of know who's going to be here in Atlanta, but we also kind of don't know who's going to be here yet. We don't know who the U.S. is going to play either yet. It's all kind of a toss-up still, but I mean, you look at the pots and you look at everything when you look at these pots. And I mean, Jason, I don't know about you. I looked at a couple of them and I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, that's kind of scary.
There's some scary ones you could get. There's also some groups that are really manageable that you could draw. I mean, just in basic order, the pot one teams, with the exception of the hosts, are the best teams in the world. You're not going to get one of those. Okay, cool. Pot two, you go from Croatia being the highest ranked team to Australia being the lowest ranked team. Pot three, Norway, the highest ranked, South Africa, the lowest ranked. Pot four, Jordan is the highest ranked of the teams you could get outside of the European playoff teams, which you don't know who that's going to be yet. New Zealand is the lowest ranked of the teams you could get, again, outside of those European teams. Norway is the one that scares me the most as the best team in pot three because they have the best striker in the world right now in Erling Haaland. You don't want to have to deal with him if you can avoid it. Pot two, Morocco is actually the team that worries me the most out of that pot. Colombia and Croatia are probably next, and I would actually put Colombia ahead of Croatia. Croatia is a little bit older team. They have a lot of talent. They're very, very good. But you're asking Luka Modric to continue doing this past the age of 40. It's not easy to do. Morocco and Colombia worry me. But then you look at a team like Uruguay, who is the fourth highest ranked team in pot two. You just demolished them. So when you start talking about what you expect for the U.S. men's national team in this tournament and in this draw, one of the most difficult teams on paper that you could draw, you just beat 5-1.
Yeah, literally. And I think for me too, like when you look at everything else, I would honestly put Japan in there as well as a team that you could also grab too, that I think is really scary.
You did beat them recently. They weren't at full strength. You weren't either. And that needs to be kept in mind, but I'm with you. Japan in pot two, Korea in pot two, both.
Yeah, the Korea Republic was the other one I was going to say as well. Obviously with Captain In Sun Hyun Min, I think he brings a level as well. And I mean, I think that whole team is also continuing to grow and get better. And I think that's why when you look at them, they're a little bit of a sleeper where they're like, oh, you don't expect them to be good, but they could come in and they could sweep and move on to the round of 32.
Yeah, they are definitely a team that can move into that 32. And that's the other thing to keep in mind with this World Cup, which is going to be a bit of a throwback for some of us OGs here, where you had third place teams that would get into the knockout round. That's pretty forgiving. I mean, 32 of 48 teams are going to go to the knockouts. That's a lot. You have a good chance of winning one game and getting through. And you're going to have to, if you're the U.S., you're going to have to beat, again, one of, you know, 50% chance of Jordan, Cabo Verde, Ghana, which always worries U.S. fans because we always see Ghana in these tournaments, mm-hmm. and New Zealand. You should beat any of those teams. There's a very good chance you would be favored against any of the European teams that come through. You might not. There could be a surprise, but you probably will be. You will probably be favored against any pot three team you would get outside of Norway, and that would probably be more of a toss-up. So the U.S. should get out of the group no matter what, but you don't want to have to sweat unnecessarily with a group, for me, like the most dangerous group you could get, in my opinion, is U.S. out of pot one, Morocco out of pot two, Norway out of pot three, and Italy or Denmark out of pot four in a UEFA play-in spot.
Yeah.
Want no part of that. The best group you could get, which is just as likely, like that's the thing. Yeah. It's absolutely just as likely for the U.S. to get Australia, South Africa, and who would you get out of that? New Zealand. You could actually get that group because Australia and New Zealand are not in the same confederation anymore. Mm-hmm. If you get that, you should win the group. You should go 3-0. No offense, yeah. Australia.
I'll tell you one also that I think scares me a little bit. I'll tell you the three that do. And I think it comes more or less from a just seeing their journey. Scotland, I think just what they have done.
They're going to be a tough team to break down.
Exactly.
I don't think they're going to score a lot, but they're going to be a pretty good defensive team. You've got an athletic advantage against that team, mm-hmm. for sure, though.
You do.
I would love to see Scotland come to Atlanta because the Scottish fans might drink Atlanta bars dry.
They will. I think they might need to stock up on all of those beers in check. Make sure you have them all because Scotland will find a way to drink them all.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. You don't need certain beers for the Scots. Like, of course, they'll start with one, but it doesn't matter once you get to a certain point.
I love it. I also think, too, for the U.S. in particular, but I think this even more characterizes as the World Cup in general. This isn't just the groups, I think. Panama also kind of scares me.
Yeah, you won't see them in group stage.
You won't see them in group
stage because you can't draw them.
And it's one in the World Cup, I think, as a whole, is just we're talking about it in general. If you did see them down the line, they also scare me. Yep. And then Paraguay is the other one that I think they're a sleeper as well for other teams. I think Paraguay is one that I think they've built a really good thing over at Paraguay. I think obviously when we talk about Atlanta United, we talk about Miguel Amarón and him leading that side as well, being a part of that. And mm-hmm. you know, clinching it, obviously, for the first time since 2010. It's a big thing for Paraguay. I think they're riding on that. And I also do think that they're a team that, you know, hey, they can get down with it. But again, it's again, when we're talking about scenarios of who's going to be here, I think when you talk about Paraguay, I mean, if Paraguay is drawn and they are able to come to Atlanta and play in Atlanta, that would be absolutely incredible. Yeah. I think for Paraguay, for the fans, but also for Miguel Amarón as well, getting to play with his home country here in Atlanta, here where he plays regularly with Atlanta United at the Benz. I mean, that's a dream.
We see that happen sometimes at World Cups, and it's always a special moment when a player gets to bring their national team into their home stadium where they play club ball. You know, I always think of Diego Maradona in Naples in 1990. Paraguay, a very good defensive team as well. I do worry about them getting forward, and I think you're going to have some offense in this tournament because, you know, I think with the heat, I think with the conditions, I think with how it's going to affect some teams more than others, I don't think you're going to be able to come into this tournament and win it by being defensive. And Paraguay has done really well by being defensive. Scotland has as well. I think they're going to have to show something going the other way. the two stories for me that I really enjoy out of this, besides the teams in pot one, and we're going to get deep into all of this on Friday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Brewhouse Cafe on the SDH network. There are watch parties all over town. 92.9 will be broadcasting live from Buckhead and Fideau. Decatur has a watch party at Benchwarmers. There are multiple others that I've seen advertised. It's really cool that everybody's getting pumped about this. So we'll be getting into all of this all week long on all of our platforms to talk about it. We've talked about the favorites before. The ones in pot two, pot three, pot four that I think could be surprises. I think Ecuador could be a surprise. I think Sebastian Becasese and the way that he has brought this Ecuadorian team up, that's some of the most top-tier young talent in the world right now. He just had Arsenal go out and sign on basically like a futures contract two 16-year-old twins who play for Independiente del Valle because they're already rated highly. You have Kendry Páez, who is already on Chelsea's books at 18. He could be one of the breakout stars of this tournament if he puts it all together. Pot three, I mean, we've talked about Norway. You mentioned Panama. I think they're going to be an interesting one. Pot four, don't discount Cabo Verde. They were really good in African World Cup qualifying and beat heavyweights. I think those teams are going to be a lot of fun to watch. There are some coming into the tournament who aren't playing well, and you know, we'll see. There's always going to be some good team that does really poorly. There's going to be some big surprise that comes out of nowhere. Generally, once you get down to the final eight, you're down to the heavyweights. And nothing's changed for me out of who I see in that class. To me, this tournament will come down to some combination of Brazil, England, France, Argentina, and Spain. I think those are your best five teams in the world right now. They are your ranked 1 through 5. I would agree with the FIFA rankings in this case, and I would actually probably put them in the FIFA ranking order. Spain 1, Argentina 2, France 3, England 4, Brazil 5. I think it is that good. Before we go to break quickly, Maddie, there was news that came out today. U.S. men's national team coming to Atlanta in March of next year with friendlies against two teams that you cannot be drawn with, Belgium and Portugal, both at the Benz. How pumped are you to see the U.S. at the Benz?
Yeah, really excited. Obviously, since we know that the U.S. Training facility is going to be here, obviously, in Fayetteville in Georgia, it's really cool to get two matches, especially, I think, of that caliber, obviously, coming to Atlanta. It's a really good test, I think, for this U.S. men's national team side before you even head into the World Cup. I look at that Portugal matchup as a big one, a big opportunity to really stand up and see it. Also, even the other one, too. I think both of them, they're two really solid caliber teams that you're going to be going up against, and you're going to be facing in front of your home side, Belgium and Portugal. I mean, they're the two right now. You look at pot one all the way down. I mean, that's solid competition, and that's what you want to face before you head to the World Cup. And getting to do it, especially in Atlanta, in the home of U.S. soccer in Georgia, you get to do it there in front of home fans there. I think Atlanta's going to light the place up. I think we might break a couple sound barriers at the Benz, maybe. You got to just pack it in. But I think it can be done, and I think what a way to do it, especially when you go up against Belgium, and then, hey, you get to go up against Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal.
Potentially. We'll see if he's there for that team at that time. We'll see if he starts. He might need some time off before you get to the World Cup. Who knows? He's getting up there in age. It's going to be a lot of storylines before we get there. That'll be in March. But when we come back on the other side of the break on AST, we're going to get into MLS Cup and all the news around Major League Soccer. It's Miami and Vancouver on Saturday. Okay. We've got your preview coming up right after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, joined by Madison Cruz tonight. We didn't get into this, Maddie. The announcement of the hosts and the musical performers at the World Cup draw on Friday. There is an Atlanta connection to this. I don't know if you actually even know this, which is funny. It's not the host, not two of the three hosts. One of the hosts has an Atlanta connection. Heidi Klum, Kevin Hart, two of your hosts, and actor Danny Ramirez is the other host. Danny Ramirez, you probably know him as Joaquin Torres in Captain America.
I know exactly the connection you're talking about, too.
He was in Top Gun Maverick. He's been in a ton of different things. He is preparing his feature directorial debut, Baton, which is a soccer drama that he wrote and will star in and will feature Oglethorpe University, where Danny played soccer before going on to NYU and chasing his acting dreams.
Yeah, no, I remember it was a great time getting to do my Oglethorpe doc for SDH last year. And it was very funny having that conversation with John Aiken, talking about him being like, hey, if you didn't know, I coached him for a little bit. And I was like, so who's playing you in the show, John? He's like, I don't know.
I don't know who they've gotten to play him. I'm sure he's going to have a cameo in there somewhere.
He has to. I would be upset if there wasn't.
Yeah, it's going to be good times. We'll keep you posted on everything with that coming up. Before we get to Friday and World Cup draw and all of that, we've got to talk about the game that's coming up on Saturday. It's a huge MLS Cup final. I think it's maybe one of the best MLS Cup finals that we've seen in league history. It's Inter Miami hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps in Fort Lauderdale. Make your jokes. That's fine. Their new stadium is getting close to opening in Miami, and the videos and pictures that we're seeing out of it look really amazing. They're not going to get to play their first final there. They're going to maybe send out Chase Stadium with some glory. Miami has been the best team in the postseason. They've scored a ton of goals. Lionel Messi has been flying. Tadeo Ashinde has been flying. Vancouver's been really good as well. And Vancouver beat Miami in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals earlier in the year. Both teams are different. I think both teams are better. What are you looking forward to in this matchup?
I think I agree with you. I think it'll be a really fun MLS Cup because I think a lot of goals will be scored. I think a lot of them will be scored. I think they'll be scored in a very dramatic way. I could see it almost being kind of like that LAFC Vancouver game that we saw back in the playoffs a couple matches ago. I could see it being something like that, which is actually, if you are in tune with SDH and soccer over there and our picks of the week, I did pick for it to end in a draw and it goes to PKs and Vancouver wins.
I could see it. Miami's the favorite. They should be.
They should be. Absolutely.
They're at home. They've been wrecking people in the postseason. Vancouver is really good, though. And I think what's so interesting about this, and it does tie into what we hope to see with Atlanta United in 2026, and we'll get into them here in just a minute as well. Two first-year managers with their clubs, Javier Mascherano, first year at a club level, period. Jesper Sorensen, first year in Vancouver. You had first-year managers in the semifinals as well, with Pascal Janssen and with Mikey Veres. Tata Martino, it's not his first year in Atlanta ever, but it's his first year back coming up next year. I think you see the impact that the right manager can have. And I want to talk to you about Mascherano because you and I have talked about this. We talked about it earlier in the season when Miami came to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and beat Atlanta and played really well in that win and played differently than we had seen Miami look the year before. We talked about it a lot, too, with Inter Miami, too, which we saw a few times in MLS Next Pro and the way that they played. You're seeing Miami play differently in the postseason. And this is not purely down to sitting Luis Suarez and playing Matteo Silvetti. Instead, we saw this with Suarez as well when he was capable physically of doing it. This is a Miami team that is more aggressive defensively higher up the field than we've ever seen. Mascherano's got to get credit for getting guys like Messi, Suarez, Busquets, now Rodrigo De Paul, buying into taking chances defensively high up the field. And it's paid off more often than not for this group.
Especially when you look at what happened last year and you look at what happened when they faced Atlanta United, that really wasn't what they did. They didn't defend higher up the field. It was very much, we're just going to try to score as many goals as we can against you. And if you score a couple others, we're just going to score more than you. And it's what hurt them in the end. And it was what hurt them defensively in the end is that they weren't solid. They weren't solid there and also weren't taking the risk to step up and be defensive higher up the field. And now as they go up against these other teams, these big teams as well, why do you think they were able to beat NYC 5-1? Like, I mean, wild. I mean, I think you're seeing a different Inter Miami in the fact that they're buying into what Javier Mascherano wants to do with this side. I personally think he's a coach that got a lot of hate at the very beginning. And I was a bit, I'll be honest, I was a bit skeptical at the beginning too. I think a lot of people were, but I mean, I was proven wrong. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's coached this team so well. And I mean, now you're to this point, you're going up against a really tough Vancouver side, but you got to give Javier Mascherano his flowers. He has done a fantastic job of getting these big stars, of getting Lionel Messi, of getting Rodrigo De Paul, getting Luis Suarez to buy in as well, especially because he's been coming off the bench in those moments. He's been on the bench those, buying in still when he is in the match, doing exactly what he needs to do, as well as Jordi Alba and Busquets doing exactly what they need to do to get the job done. That's, you got to give him credit for that. And also getting everybody else too. Ashende's another one. I really like him. I love Ashende. I think he's a very good player. And I think I'm really glad that he's getting that breakout moment and getting the chance to really shine because I really like him as a player. I think this Miami side is just so good. And then this Vancouver side is also just incredible too. It's going to be a wild final.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one. Noah Allen's another player for Miami that I've been really impressed with. And I did not think you could make him a center back and be a center back in a top team. Totally wrong. He's shown that he can do it. He's very versatile. I think we're learning more and more that positions and putting players in a box is just not the way the game works anymore. Players have to be able to play different spots, and it's about fit with the people around them more than a certain profile or where they might have played when they were, you know, 18 years old. Sebastian Berhalter is another one who can play a lot of different positions. We saw him drop to right back in that game against LAFC when they went down to 9 players and helped get them through it. Berhalter's a player who would love to be here in March with the U.S. men's national team against Belgium and Portugal. His play has put him into that conversation. And I think, you know, the conversation around and Mascherano, I think some people have not allowed themselves to admit that they were wrong. It's life. He's turned into a pretty good coach, and I think he's growing very quickly and learning lessons that are going to help him in the long run. It was his first coaching job. It was totally fair to be skeptical when he walked in the door. He hadn't done great with youth national teams. He was an amazing player, one of my all-time favorites. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great coach. He's figuring it out pretty fast. And you have to put your hand up and say, he's done it. He's done the job. You have to put your hand up and give Sebastian Berhalter flowers as well. Doesn't matter if he didn't break in Columbus in a stacked midfield with guys like Aiden Morris and Darlington Nagbe in front of him. It doesn't matter that he went to Austin and was pretty good and started to figure it out. And when he went to Vancouver, everybody was kind of like, oh, I don't know. We'll see what happens. He's playing at a level where I don't care what he did 2 years ago. He is one of the best midfielders from the United States right now, playing anywhere in the world. And when you have somebody playing with that kind of confidence, that kind of personality in a final and with the set piece ability that he has, that's the great equalizer. Miami's amazing in the run of play. Lionel Messi is still an absolute game changer at his age. It doesn't matter. And he's got a lot of help around him. Miami should win this match. When you get to a final, anything can happen. And when you get to a final and you have a guy like Sebastian Berhalter on the other side, who is so dangerous with his set piece delivery, that becomes the equalizer for a team on the road. I think it's going to be one of the best MLS Cups we've ever seen. You know, now I say that it'll probably be a scoreless draw and we'll have penalties after 120 minutes. It should set itself up for a really good match. You got a lot of storylines, which you don't always get East versus West. You've got that. This is going to be a fun one. We're starting to get some news about other things going on in MLS. Christian Benteke has said his goodbyes to DC United. It sounded like DC wanted to try to re-sign him at a lower contract. He said adios on social media, so I'm guessing he's not coming back. Atlanta United's got work to do to make this roster better. There's rumors popping up all over the place. I don't know what validity there is to them right now at this stage or not. Not any top-tier sources that are starting to pop up that are talking about these. Just in general, I don't care about names right now. I care more about strategy. In general, what kinds of players or position groupings are you looking for the team to address as they get ready for 2026?
I think for me, I think the biggest thing is I think production, I think up top, especially in the offense area. And I think a big one was talking about that left wing position. I think it's talking about the area.
If you play a 4-3-3, yeah.
Exactly. If you play a 4-3-3, but also, I mean, I'm even just talking in general, no matter what position or what formation you play. I think if you're looking for someone on that side too, but again,
it kind of matters. It kind of matters what your shape's going to be. And
it does.
And I think Tata can mix and match, and you're going to need somebody who can start on the left wing for you because you're going to play some 4-3-3.
Yeah.
But there is a scenario where you go more 3-4-2-1, which we've seen this team do in the last few years. We saw Atlanta United 2 do it a lot this past season. A lot of teams are starting to play that kind of a shape where you don't really have a left winger. You have more of a left wing back, which could be a fullback playing higher up the field. It could be a winger playing a little bit deeper. We've seen teams do both. That gives you a little bit of an out. I'm with you in terms of production up top. I don't know if that comes from an acquisition or not.
Mm-hmm.
You look at fullback in general right now. Pedro Amador is under contract. Matt Edwards, Dominic Chongqui are under contract. But right now, Brooks Lennon and Ronald Hernandez are not under contract. Ronald has been negotiating with the club last we heard. Brooks has said his goodbyes. You're going to need a right back, whether that is Ronald or someone else. I think that, to me, along with the goalkeeper question, are the two biggest ones you start to look ahead to 26.
Because you look at who you have as well, and you also do have Saba Lobjanice, who has filled that role very well. Luke Brennan, who I think especially too, and I think especially in 2026, it's about, I think, finding that connection. It's like we've been talking about earlier with Inter Miami. It's about making those connections a bit stronger. And then I think you can see a lot more of production going up top. And I think once they get the opportunity to really mesh and blend more, we're going to see that, I think, from all of them, from Miguel Amaron, from Latte Lath, as well as Jamal, and then Alexi in the midfield really working things out. I think it's really going to come together. I agree with you. I think goalkeeper position is a question, obviously, with Josh Cohen being not being picked up as well. Jaden Hibbert's was.
Yeah. But before we go to break, I've got a question about goalkeeper.
So all right, let's do it.
We know Gazan has retired. We know Cohen is not coming back. Ransom, Donaldson, too far away. They're not going to factor into the first team as of yet. Mm-hmm. You have Hibbert. You're going to have to go sign players. Do you, if you are wearing that hat, and I'm not worried about player names. I'm worried more about the idea of who you're going to get.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a number one and have Hibbert as your number two this year? Or are you going to get a 1A or 1B, depending on how things come together, and give Hibbert the opportunity to win the job in preseason if he can do it?
Oof. You know what? I think you go get maybe a number two, maybe someone with a little bit of veteran experience who has played a little bit.
So you would go with Hibbert into the season on your depth chart as one?
I would, because okay. I think what he's shown, I think at the end of the season, I think he deserves the opportunity to at least fight for it at the beginning and to prove himself there. And then you have that area where then you can fall back and have somebody else to pick it up if needed. Also, I think it's good competition to have someone come in as well and be like a veteran presence who has played in there, who knows how to get the job done, can come in and challenge Hibbert. That way you have that healthy competition and it can push Hibbert to then be the best he can in goal. We already know what he can do in goal. He's been incredible, not only when he stepped in for the first team, but what he's done with the second team and his improvement as well in between the posts since we've seen him with Atlanta United too. And when he went on the road to Birmingham Legion, that's something a lot of people I don't think realize. He went on loan to Birmingham Legion for a little bit, and then he was brought back because he was playing so good with Birmingham Legion to Atlanta United too. So he has been progressively getting better and better. And I think especially now when you have the opportunity to go and find somebody who can be that veteran role, I think you give Jaden the opportunity to prove himself in preseason, even at the beginning of the season. And then you give him the opportunity to step up and to take it and then to let him take the reins of it.
I would probably want to go get somebody a little bit better than a pure two, just because
I would agree. Yeah.
That's not an easy role to fill. Like, I do want somebody who is going to come in with every expectation of winning the job, but also comfortable if they don't, which again, that's not an easy person to find. That's a small list. You need, in my opinion, you need to give Jaden Hibbert the opportunity to win the job, but you also need to hedge your bets. And this is going to be an interesting spot strategy wise when we talk about what Atlanta United does between now and, I mean, honestly, we're talking about 6 weeks before they are back training. It is not that long from now.
Don't say it like that.
It's about 6 weeks. We're going to have a World Cup draw before that. We're going to have an MLS Cup champion crowned. We're going to have a MLS Super Draft. We're going to have all kinds of things between now and then. We'll be talking about them on AST. The whole way through. Madison is going to take her leave. She'll be back with me on Friday on the SDH Network as we get you caught up before the World Cup draw and after. Cannot wait for that. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight, Maddie.
Thank you for having me. It was fun. I'm excited for the chaos for Friday. It's going to be great.
Total chaos coming up on Friday. But before we get there, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up on the other side of the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. It's time for the lightning round of the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Let's start with Emory. Their women and their men's teams are both headed to the D3 NCAA Final Fours. The men have never been to the Final Four before. The women were there last year, so back-to-back for Sue Patberg's side. The men, I had a chance to check in with them at training today before they make their trip to Salem, Virginia. They're going to play Trinity from Texas in the semifinal on Friday. Didn't get a chance to talk to head coach Corey Griner. He is battling the flu and not going to be a fun bus ride to Virginia tomorrow for him. He was taking the night off. I talked to assistant coach Clayton Schmidt and center back Michael Constant at that last training session tonight. Here's what Clayton had to say about what the team has to do well to win the national title.
I think it's both sides of the ball at the, Final Four and national championship game is that there's a huge emphasis on being attuned on set piece, dead ball situations, whether it's a long throw, which at this point everybody has a good long throw-in, corner kicks, free kicks, one guy being able to unmark themselves and get on the end of something or, get on a second ball that results in a goal scored, as we've done some in a timely manner, fairly consistently through UA and postseason. But that's probably the moment that could make or break what could be, a national championship, winning or losing moment for anyone in the Final Four. But I think that we've got a good game plan for how we want to attack those moments, and I expect us to be successful on that. And then above all else, the soccer piece and playing, breaking teams down, I think that we're able to do that as well, and that the set pieces, kind of like the icing on the cake.
Set pieces looked really good for Emory at training tonight. Here's their junior center back, Michael Constant, on the team's culture that has been so important in getting them to the Final Four for the first time.
I think it's a lot of doing the little things right. I mean, we always say the details matter. Griner says that all the time. And I think we've taken that really valuable. And I think that having those core leadership guys who really emphasize, hey, these details matter, getting the bibs for practice, the balls, the cones, getting everything ready, making sure we're all good for the travel weekends so that we can play to our best level. Because travel is a big thing for us, especially in the UAA.
Yeah.
It's tough to go to Pittsburgh, all these places, and get a win, get a result. And I think definitely had some hiccups along the way, but I think we've really built something here that can last for other seasons too, especially this year.
Yeah, and the UAA conference for Emory, they have to go to Chicago, Pittsburgh, New York. Not easy trips, and that culture is such an important part of them getting to their first ever Final Four since the program started in 1959. Both Emory teams are there. Your other two local stories, number two is Georgia Gwinnett College. Their men's team came from behind to beat Cumberland 2-1 in the men's NAIA round of 16 match in the national tournament. Round of 16 goes to the national tournament in NAIA. They're at Orange Beach, Alabama Sportsplex It was Josefa Simão who scored the match winner in the 82nd minute on Monday. They're going to face Grandview University of Iowa on Thursday at 11 a.m. The number one seed in the NAIA men's tournament has been eliminated. Grandview knocked out Bethel University from Tennessee. Number three on the local side, another Georgia team still alive in the national tournament on the NAIA side. On the women's side, Truett McConnell, they advanced to the national quarterfinals earlier today. They got past Grace College from Indiana in a penalty shootout. They'll also play on Thursday. The women's NAIA tournament is in Pensacola. They'll play Embry-Riddle from Arizona. Good luck to all the Georgia teams still dancing in the national tournaments on the college side. Let's go to headlines from around the world. Number one, Barcelona beat Atletico Madrid today 3-1. They extend their lead at the top of La Liga. Really good win for Barcelona. They're on 37 points in Spain now, four ahead of Real Madrid, who visit Athletic Bilbao on Wednesday. Ferran Torres, Dani Olmo, Rafinha all scored the goals for Barcelona. This is a really good team. Atleti had an opportunity. Thiago Almada almost scored an unbelievable goal for Atleti, but he just couldn't quite find his balance on the last turn. That would have tied it at 2-2. Number two on the headlines, Erling Haaland becomes the fastest player to reach 100 Premier League goals. Manchester City, crazy 5-4 win over Fulham today. City right now is a team that you have to watch because they are so inconsistent, but they're so good that it's generally leading to a lot of goals and a lot of chaos. Phil Foden scored twice. Tiani Reinders scored. Sander Berge had an own goal. Haaland scored. That gave City a 5-1 lead. Fulham scored three in the second half to make it a really tight finish. City are in second place on 28 points. Arsenal have 30. They host Brentford tomorrow. Arsenal with a... It ended up being a really good draw against Chelsea over the weekend. Chelsea played with 10 for a long stretch, took the lead. Arsenal fought back and got a point out of that. They had a 5-point lead coming into this round. If they win tomorrow, they will restore that lead. Number three on the headlines, Claudio Pina of the Spanish women's national team scored two superb second half goals as Spain retained the UEFA Women's Nations League title with a 3-0 second leg win over Germany in the final earlier today. It was a scoreless draw in Germany on Friday. The Germans dominated the first leg, but they just couldn't find the back of the net. That got reversed in the second half, and Claudio Pina was a huge part of it. It's over 70,000 people in Madrid for this match, an awesome scene for the Spanish women's national team, who has retained their spot in the Nations League. They lost in the final of the Euros last time out. They are your defending World Cup champions going into 2027. I think they're the best team in the world right now. However, that leads us to number four, the U.S. women's national team. Two wins in the last week to close out 2025 over Italy. 2-0 last night. What a goal from Katerina Macario, who Emma Hayes says is back to her best level since her knee injury. Also, Lily Johannes, who is playing like a veteran, and she's 18. She broke in at Ajax at a really young age. She is an incredible player, but she's still very young. Emma Hayes said that, you know, you're not putting a ceiling on anybody. Says all of the things that she has are super strengths for her. We want to keep developing them, but at the same time, we've got to upskill her in the things that are to be required for the top level. I still think there's room to grow. That's scary for the rest of the world. It's scary to see Katerina Macario play at the level she's playing at right now for the U.S. women's national team. So good to see her back playing her best. Maybe Spain and the U.S. on a collision course. England is going to have something to say about it in 2027 when we get to that World Cup. Qualifying will start around the world in 2026. The U.S., their World Cup qualifying should be comfortable out of CONCACAF, but you never know. That'll be in the fall of next year. All right, three things that make me smile to close out this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Number one, a really cool event I'm going to get to be part of tomorrow night in McDonough. Georgia Revolution, they host a college showcase every year, and it's been really cool to see this. One, it's just a great celebration of a very grassroots-oriented club in Henry County. But I haven't seen another club that's done a college showcase in this way, where they take two teams from their club and they play one another, but they bring the college coaches from all over Georgia and beyond. But most Georgia colleges are represented, and they're able to come to this game before they head to the big youth tournaments at the club level and see teams in different places. They all get to come to one place and see the best players from this club. And what it's resulted in is the overwhelming majority of players who come through Georgia Revolution and play as a high school player with the Revs get an opportunity to play in college if they want it. That's really cool to see, and especially with so many of these players going to Georgia colleges and getting an opportunity at these schools. So I'm excited to be part of that. That'll be tomorrow night at the Luella Middle School field in McDonough in Henry County. Number two on things that make me smile. We talked about the U.S. Women's National Team. We talked about the World Cup coming up in 2027. The bid book for the 2031 edition came out late last week, and Atlanta is going to play a major part in it. I wrote a feature on it over at soccerdownhere.net. They're playing a major part in it. We don't know anything about the final yet. They left any recommendations out for that. But to the point that the World Cup draw for the Women's World Cup in 2031, two different Atlanta locations were listed in the bid book. Only three were listed, period. A theater in Boston, the Fox Theater, and the Woodruff Arts Center here in Atlanta to host the Women's World Cup draw for 2031. Cannot wait for that tournament. I think we're all excited about 2026. There's a possibility now that the Copa America comes back in 2028. There's so much coming. Like, don't think that next summer is it. Like, it's all going to keep building to more. It's just going to be wild. And number three, kind of speaking of that to close out AST tonight, Thanksgiving was last week, but I just got to say to all of you who listen to this show, whether you listen to it on demand on the Off the Woodwork podcast, whether you listen on the Odyssey app, whether you listen on the radio old school, whether you listen at home, whether you listen in your car, whether you're a huge soccer fan or not, whether you're in the Atlanta area or not, thank you. It's always good to get good news from your bosses that things are working and people are listening, and to the point that we're setting some records around 92.9 The Game, which is really cool. And this show is part of that, as being one of the highest rated radio programs going right now in this time slot. And that's crazy for a soccer specific show in Atlanta, Georgia, to be that. And it doesn't happen without you guys who take your time out to listen and tell people about it. There's always room to grow, like there is for Lily Johannes and other players. You want to see it continue to go up, but just thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I do, to tell these stories, and hopefully you guys feel a little bit of the excitement that I feel about this game that has given me everything, and hopefully it can give you joy as well. I will be back on Friday for a special AST at 6 o'clock on Friday to break down everything World Cup draw. Maurizio Pochettino is going to speak to the media before that. Players from the U.S. men's national team are going to speak to the media. You will hear their reactions. You'll get my reactions. We'll talk about the toughest groups, the easiest groups. We'll get into all of that Friday at 6 o'clock. I'll get you ready for Hawks basketball with a World Cup draw edition of AST. Make sure you're following me, Longshoe, on social media. We got tons between now and World Cup draw on Friday to talk about. We'll be doing all of that and all the different platforms. Adios, everybody. Have a good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.